Fiona Tolich is with us today. Now, most New Zealanders want the government to give Pharmac more money. Patient Voice Aotearoa, together with Breast Cancer Foundation NZ, Crohn's and Colitis New Zealand, Multiple Myeloma New Zealand, Chronic Lymphocytic Leukemia Advocates. New Zealand actually commissioned a survey of patients to look at the way that Pharmac was underfunding their COPA, 1,000 New Zealanders between the 14th and 21st of July this year. Aired their kōrero. Fiona is a battler for New Zealand patients. Malcolm Mulholland often talks with us as well from the organisation that he's put together, Patient Voice Aotearoa. But Fiona is with us today. She's spent years fighting for medicine access for patients with spinal muscular atrophy. She's with us today to talk about this tono to Pharmac to provide the medicines that people with serious conditions need. She's with us today. Thanks for your time today, Fiona. A warm welcome. Te nākwe.
Te nākwe. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Fiona. It's sad that we have to sort of arc up to get the support from Pharmac that so many people need. Most of us are familiar with Malcolm's situation and his wahine wiki. Tell us about your personal situation here, if you don't mind, and why we need to focus our attention on the needs for more pertinent and appropriate access to the drugs that can prolong life and indeed save lives.
Sure. So I have the condition, spinal muscular atrophy, or SMA for short. So it's a motor neuron disease. It's a progressive condition. So every day is a potential motor neuron lost. And what that means is it might be the ability to sit, to stand, to walk, to bring a glass to your mouth, to swallow, or to breathe. I'm fortunate in that I've got a milder version. So the most common type is also the most severe type, where our tamariki die on average at 13 months old in New Zealand if they are unfortunate enough to have this condition. And it's a completely treatable disease that could be picked up on newborn screening, but we don't do it because we don't fund the treatment that would see over 70% showing no signs of the disease at all if they got access to this treatment. So it's devastating, and we have our children, including Māori children, who have gone to Australia completely outside of any whānau support to get access to treatment overseas, and it's heartbreaking. And it's particularly heartbreaking when you see, I suppose, the amount of money that can be invested when you want to have a proactive health response, but you don't see other vulnerable members of your community as being quite as worth it.
Have you been making much headway? Because Patients' Voice Aotearoa is from people who need support but aren't getting it through Pharmac or through government agencies. There's been a lot of noise made, but has it fallen on deaf ears, or are you making some headway from your read?
Well, I mean, I suppose one form of headway would be that we were fortunate that it became a political hot potato, and there was obviously the call for the review, which all political parties ended up calling for. But you have these wins, and then you have the losses that come with it when they, you know, they say that they're going to exclude the budget from the review. I don't know any other politically motivated review where they've excluded the budget or excluded the one thing that is causing the issue. And unfortunately, due to COVID, the interim report is sitting with the health minister, but he has no intention of sharing that with any immediacy, because we've seen correspondence that he may not even share it until the end of the year or maybe later. So there is no seeming priority around this. And, you know, people are dying. That's the reality of it. People are dying and people are suffering. And, you know, we're not getting anywhere. We're not seeing any good faith or will to change that. And I think, you know, when you see what's happening, and I don't want to keep linking it to COVID, because, you know, COVID is obviously important as well, but they announced this morning, is a treatment, I'm not sure if I said that right, Molnupiravir, Favipiravir, which is a treatment for COVID, and they've ordered 60,000 courses of this. Now, that comes based on reports in international media. That would cost us about 60 million New Zealand dollars, and the government have put money into a separate pot for us to be able to get that through PharmAct, and they're celebrating that. Yet every time we're campaigning and asking for more money, you know, the government will say, you know, it's important that politicians don't intervene and that PharmAct, you know, gets the best bang for their buck. And it's really hard. It's really, really hard to continuously see that and come up against that, because you just have people who are struggling that don't feel that their life matters, and it does matter.
Well, there are many Māori who are intertwined with this. When we look at some of the statistics that were derived from the Conway Brunton survey held in July, one in two New Zealanders, 50%, believe access to modern medicines is worse here compared to other developed countries. You've mentioned Australia. Why is it that certain drugs available for these very difficult conditions are available there but not here?
Correct, and that would ultimately come down to how they value a life. So we know even into government departments within New Zealand, they value a life differently. So the Ministry of Transport values a life at 20 times more than PharmAct does. So when they're making decisions around fixing roads or what have you, they look at the cost of potential accidents that might happen, and they invest more. We don't have the same level of investment when it comes to health. And so that's why you see there's this great fear of, you know, hospitals being completely overpopulated, not having enough ICU beds. And it's because we are overwhelming the health system with treatable conditions that could actually be stopped before people need access to those beds in those hospitals. Even just looking at it from an SMA perspective, we have children who have had feeding tubes inserted, spinal rods, you know, and put in their back for a treatable condition where they wouldn't lose the ability to sit straight, or they would have the muscle to hold their spine in place, or they'd be able to continue swallowing. So it makes economic sense to put the money in, but far more important, it makes compassionate sense to put the money in, because it's win-win. So it's beyond me how this can continue under government. Different governments and not be looked at.
Are you satisfied with the level of support Patient Voice Aotearoa have from the Māori community? Bearing in mind so many of our people too are caught up with these very serious conditions, yet we too have to stand by and watch the underfunding. I notice 3 out of 10 New Zealanders know someone who has had to pay for an unfunded medicine, for instance. That must be galling to you and others. Most Kiwis believe it's extremely important to fund all medicines for cancer and rare disorders for kids. And 9 out of 10 New Zealanders believe that access to modern medicines is as or more important than access to COVID-19 vaccines. These are stark stats derived from the survey just a couple of months ago. Are Māori adding our cultural weight to the challenge to PharmAct? Is it enough?
Look, I would say it's not enough yet. I believe we do need more strength from New Zealand. We do need more voices. But I also think, in fairness, you know, there are certain conditions where where people are told, you know, unfortunately this is unfunded. But there's a lot of mistruth that are sort of circulated. I mean, there's a big campaign, I'm not sure if it's called You Are a Priority or something like that, from PharmAct at the moment, where it's about diabetes. And it's about, you know, that there are some well-respected people who are sharing their word around that. But we know that 140,000 people are missing out on the two new diabetes drugs. And that's rationing. That's not equity. That is rationing. And I think that people, there is this perception among many that, you know, things are improving. But I think we've got to actually look at it and go, well, hang on a minute. Is anybody being left behind in this? You know, and are we just taking the word of, you know, what is being shared as opposed to listening to people like Malcolm. I mean, you know, Malcolm has been advocating for a very long time, and you know, Māori people are at the heart of what he's fighting for. And look, I think we do need more voices, and I think we need people to understand that coming up against the system is a democratic right, and there are people who are hurting and who are leaving far too soon to move overseas or far too soon to be buried, and it's not on. It's not okay.